Blessings, greetings. It's Moon Mason. It's been so long since I have recorded a podcast, and this is my first solo cast. So thank you so much for tuning in. I wanted to do a podcast because I didn't feel a video was right for me at this moment. I think it's distracting with the image of a person. And I think that on Instagram, when I write these posts, you know, it's also distracted with all the photos. And if you're here, you're listening to this, then most likely this is what you're doing. You're just tuned in. So thank you. So let's get into it. I wanted to talk about identity crisis. If you've been following me, you know that I've been going through a lot of issues with this. Debating on changing my name, my image. I took down all my photos. I've been talking about it for a while and I finally did it. And so I talked about identity crisis in the past, maybe 2 years ago. I wrote a post and I said that, and I should have looked back at it, but it was pretty good, I think. I said that identity is the crisis. Having a firm, solid identity, in my opinion, is the problem. So I've been on the spiritual path for many years now. And the number one thing is letting go of ego, letting go of identity, become nothing, become pure consciousness. And that I've been actually very good at. It's only now that I have to really figure out, what is my identity here? How am I going to sell my courses? How am I going to sell my book? How am I going to get more followers? How am I going to make my message clear? When you follow and learn about marketing and business, which I've been doing, they tell you, you know, you should have a micro niche. You should have a very clear messaging. People should be able to land on your website or your page and know, what is this person about? What are they selling? What am I going to get from it? And this is all great. But for me, it's been a challenge. I think a lot of people can relate, and that's why I'm doing this podcast. It's not just for me to vent. I think that everyone wants to know what their purpose is and find their purpose. But we're multidimensional beings. We're multi-purposeful and we're multi-passionate. And if you're not, and if you know exactly what your direction is and your lane is, and you take that lane, then that is amazing. But chances are in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, it's going to change. And that's in the stars. It's written in the stars. I follow Vedic astrology. It's different than Western astrology. In Vedic astrology, I'm actually considered a Libra sun sign. However, in Western astrology, I'm considered a Scorpio. So it's quite different. And in Vedic astrology, you go through dashas where you have a ruling planet. And depending on that planet will depend the theme of those years while that planet is in the presidency. So right now, Saturn is in my president. And then it goes through the vice presidents. And then it has, I believe, secretary or something was how you would explain it. But there's three. But the main one is Saturn. And Saturn is hardworking. It's slower. It's, you know, when I had a Vedic astrology reading, my first one, she said, I could not force a career if I tried and to enjoy the downtime. And that's basically what I did. So don't get so caught up when you think that you need to know your purpose and you need to start your career, you know, and you might have pressing issues here in the 3D where you need to make money, which I'll get into my situation in a bit. We can't be put too much pressure on ourselves to find this purpose, to find this career path, because really the way to do things is let it unfold naturally. Like I said, we're multi-passionate. So when we want to do all these things, you know, one of my issues is like, I want to do so many things. How can I just say I'm just doing one thing? But we have to take the action to do it. So we start it. We see how it manifests. We see where it goes. And then if it doesn't work out, we go to the next passion, like this podcast. I started this podcast in 2020, and I haven't done one in probably 2 years or something like that, maybe almost 2 years, you know? And I do that a lot. I started a lot of things, but one thing will really make sense for you. And who knows, maybe it is having a lot of things. So yeah, I'm a pretty good example of that, you know, in some ways. You know, I'm not doing completely different thing. Like, I'm not doing like zero waste things here, education here and music here. I mean, I kind of am because I'm doing music also, but let's say, you know, I have a friend who, you know, she'll be like, I'm really wanting to do cooking right now. I want to create, a cookbook. I love making recipes. And then she's like, no, I'm really into zero waste. I'm really into eco. I really want to save the planet, the seas, the water. And, you know, she's younger. And I told her the same thing that I'm telling you guys, where we need to follow our passion at that time. It doesn't matter. It's showing up because it's saying, yeah, I'm passionate about this and I'm going to go toward this. And then that's how you'll be redirected. So I'm really going to just leave it at that. I don't want to go, you know, keep repeating the same thing. But yeah, the main point is to be easy on yourself, to let things unfold. We really have no rush. Time doesn't even exist, you know? And the issue is, you know, when we have reached this sense of nothing, no, but no ego, no mind, when we have reached a point of pure consciousness, it's so beautiful. Our heart is open. We feel so much love, this feeling. It's just, oh, like this is what it is. You know, this is where I create from. So then how do I narrow it down and say, this is who I am? So now what I'm facing with personally in this 3D realm is that I'm getting a lot of, you know, negative feedback. I'm getting rejected from certain business brands. I'm getting, you know, even shadow banned on Instagram from the things that I'm writing, the things the content that I'm putting out there, just haters, you know, and it's a real thing. I see influencers and content creators talk about this all the time, and it is real, you know, it can affect you. And it does kind of hurt, you know, because it's just sad. Like, I don't let it get to me, but every once in a while it will, you know, but it's really just sad that these people, you know, are so hurt and have so much, they're just so lost in the dark that this is, you know, what they resort to doing. So really, how can I say, hey, I'm just playing with my body. I'm just having fun. I'm just expressing myself. Like, maybe if you had this body, you would do the same thing. I put in a lot of work for this body, to be honest. I eat super healthy. I've been cooking like every single meal. I work out almost every single day. So yeah, why not? Why is it such a big deal? And why do these people have to sexualize me so bad? True, there's every once in a while, I'm like, I'm going to take a really hot photo. Like, this photo is going to make guys freaking horny. This is going to be, or, you know, let's just say, like, I felt like that at one time, you know, one or two photos. Like, it's not my main, that is not my intention when I take photos. It's usually to create interesting, fun, artistic, just eye-catching, like just powerful, fun, appealing content. But let's just say I had one or two photos that I did that. What's so wrong with that? I don't know. I mean, no, I'm not going to keep doing that. I'm done with that because I don't want that kind of attention anymore. It really bothers me. I got to a point where I could not take it anymore. I was like, if I get one more comment, if I have to talk to these people with these low vibe, just not loving comments and messages that I get, I just can't take it. I'm really over it. And I'm dealing with it slowly still because I'm veering out of the OnlyFans. I'm veering out of that world. And it's time. It's ran its course. And you know when something's ran its course, when you cannot take it anymore. It's kind of like an obvious sign. Like, I do not want to talk to these people anymore. I'm not saying these people. I'm not going to say like you did that, so I don't want to talk to you. But no, I want you to shift how you communicate with me. I want you to see me in a different light and then communicate and share. And, maybe we can have some sort of connection in another way. You can still think that I had some sexy work in the past that can still be there, but no, we're changing, we're evolving. So yeah, I'm having to shift some things because of what I got myself into. Brands contact me, they want to work with me, and then they're contacting me, and I'm like, yeah, great, this is awesome. I love this brand. This is like really up my alley. And then it's like they go to my page, like they didn't go to it before or something, or they do more research and then they're like, no, so it's holding me back in a number of ways. And I'm not sure how this is going to work out yet. I feel like I've always been authentic, but I feel right now it's the point where I want to stay authentic. Like, I do feel like I am a love goddess. I am a sex goddess. I am a healer. And that is true for me. It's really deep within me. But then I almost started to feel like, wait, like, this isn't resonating with people. They don't get it. If I say goddess of sex, they're thinking like, I want to have sex with you, or I'm just like really good in bed, or I'm just here to like make people horny and have sex. And that is not what it is to me. And love is not that either. I mean, anyone can love anyone. Love is easy. We are love. Love is natural. And this isn't about love and sex. I don't want to go on and on about that. I think that will be a great episode for another time. But so I just wanted to kind of express how I'm feeling with how do I feel inside, and how do you express that on the outside? Because yeah, my message has been a little unclear. I can see that. But sometimes I could say, yeah, it was maybe my fault in certain times, because I knew it was sexy. I knew my nipples were showing. Like, I knew it was a little bit much, but I still did it. And that's going to draw negative attention. And okay, so I don't want to go more into it, but I really do feel I want to shift the audience. I don't necessarily just want this kind of energy attracted toward me anymore. It's not what I want. I'm not available for that. So I'm saying no. I'm saying goodbye. Let's redirect this. Let's change it up. And this is going to be a process. I don't have the answer right now. So I'm not going to keep going on, but I will say this. The reason why I'm feeling so called at this moment to figure it out, to become more business oriented, more defined in my offerings and my messages to the world, is because this is very personal. And I'm really hesitant to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, because if you're listening to this, then that's dope. And thank you. And I think that it's worth for me to say some more deep personal things here. So if you, now I get to drop my website. I might be removing this website, but on moonmason.net, if you have subscribed to moonmason.net, then you may know some of this. But in my life, before I found out that I was a love goddess, sex goddess, and healer, I was actually a stripper, an escort, and a sugar baby. Yes, I talk about this on moonmason.net. And the thing is I haven't been doing that. I have not had sex for money in a very long time, years, like way long, like I don't even know, maybe 5 years now. Probably about 5 years. So I say this, it's pretty long, you know. Even after I found out that I was a love goddess and sex goddess, if you know, I was celibate for almost 3 years. And now, you know, that led me to my whole just really harnessing the energy. That's when I really kind of, I mean, like, we'll get into that later. That's a whole nother thing. So basically, sorry, I got off track. So basically, the reason why I feel this strong kind of like push and a little stress and pressure to get my identity defined, to get my message defined, to what's my micro niche, who's my audience, who's my clients, you know, the reason why I'm doing this right now is because I finally let go of, I'm just going to call him a sugar daddy, but that's not really what he was. But I finally let go of that relationship. It was a long time coming. I wanted to end this relationship for so long. I know it was holding me back. Like, I knew, but I was getting so much money, like an insane amount of money, like definitely 1 percentile. And luckily, I am in a really good place financially because of him a lot. And because I was able to invest, I was able to save, and I was still working. I was still making 6 figures on my own. But with him, like 7 figures. 7 figures. So it's great, you know? Yes, I can say proudly. Because the thing is, it's like, okay, this is another notion about money that if people are hating on me saying this, then you have issues around money still that you need to look into. Because let's say there's a trust fund kid, or somebody gets inherited a lot of money, or someone has a divorce, or somebody gets in an accident and they get a lot of money. You know, like there's so many ways that you can get a lot of money. You sell a company, maybe someone just gives you money. Like there's so many ways, and you can't hate on anybody for that. Cause that's their path. That's their resonance. That's like, you know, some people just have that aligned in the stars. Some people manifested it. Some people, you know, it's all possible. There's all these possibilities, and you cannot be mad at it. You have to. I love it. I love when people tell me stories about how they made like millions of dollars, you know, whether they had to work their ass off or whether it just happened overnight, whether they had to work for years or they just worked for 1 year. It really, you know, it, and actually, this relationship that I had been in was a long time. It was about 8 years. It was actually 8 years in my life. And no, I wasn't having sex with him the whole time. Like I said, I was celibate for part of that time. I didn't even see him or talk to him. So it was a really sweet deal. I was just getting my rent paid, my bills paid. I was getting, you know, there was other times, which I'm not going to go into everything. However, I will tell you, this is another little plug. I'm writing a book right now. I will go deeper into this. I am so excited about this book. It's just going to be such a good, fun read, but you're also going to leave like enlightened, and you're going to have tools to navigate and like to manifest, to be the best version of yourself, to use sex magic. It's really a lot of really amazing things. I really am excited. The book will be finish this spring, probably in about a month or two. Maybe I'll release it in the summer, but I really just opened up actually a lot and it feels really good. So yeah, I let go of that relationship. So now I'm like, oh my God, I don't have that safety net. I'm not going to go back to that. Even though it's a possibility that's there, it's not there. I like burnt that bridge, let's say. And it's time for me to really just let all that kind of energy behind, all those like guys that just want to like give me money for sex or photos or like talk dirty or like new this, new that, like that is not what I'm here for anymore, you know? And it was kind of fun. I learned a lot, but I'm over it. I'm just done. And like, I'm not saying I'm never going to post or do a nude shoot or, you know, who knows? Like, but that's not what I'm about. And I need to shift that. No, and actually I don't want to. It's not really a possibility. Like I'm looking for something much greater than that now. So I'm going to let that it go now. Like I'm going to tune out of this solo cast, but thank you so much for joining me. I feel, you know, I hope this was inspiring in some ways because it's like I took the leap of faith. Like I left the safety net and I can't tell you it's a pretty big deal. It's all relative, but it was really hard. It was not an easy thing to do. And I knew that this is the time. I knew that this was going to be better for me. And I'm trusting in the universe. I'm trusting in myself. And, you know, I'm just letting go of fears. And people can, it's not like always like fear, like, oh my God, terror and death. I mean, that's really bad. That's the worst. But you can just have fear of not being loved, not being heard, not being respected. You know, sometimes, you know, I have that fear about like getting into a relationship because now that I left him, now that that's completely out, I feel like so much open for a real relationship. And it's like, I want to give everything. I want to love. I want to just give. And, you know, there's a fear like, what if I'm not getting it back? What if, you know, this, what if that, but it doesn't matter. It is what I'm saying. What am I going to do? What am I manifesting? And when I know I'm sure I'm 100% clear, then that person will show up. You know what I'm saying? It's not about fear. You got to just let that go and just be clear on what you want, how you're going to show up. And that's maybe the answer for this whole identity thing. I just need to be clear on how I'm going to show up, not necessarily saying or worrying about what other people are thinking. So this is a really great ending point. I can't fear how people are going to see it. I just need to be clear of how I show up and my intention. So thank you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. And stay tuned for more solo casts.